Welcome to Hey Girl. I'm your host, Bill Janisse. Join me every week where I sit down with one of my amazing and talented friends who are experts in their field, and we have a little chat. All right, welcome to this episode of Hey Girl. I am your host, Bill Janisse, and I am so thrilled today because I am joined by two fabulous talents. They're two of the stars of the prom musical that's coming to Las Vegas next week, so you're definitely going to want to catch that at the Smith Center. Please welcome Broadway stars Emily Borromeo and Bud Weber. Hey, girls.
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I kind of somehow morphed into Wendy Williams there a little bit there after the hangar.
We'll take it.
You'll take it. I love it. Listen, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Yeah, thanks for chatting with us. We're excited to speak with you and excited to be in Vegas next week.
I know. We're so excited you guys are coming. So you guys are on the road right now. You're currently in Dallas. You're kind enough to chat with me in between shows today. I think you have two shows today, correct?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's just dive right in. So actually, Emily, do you mind if I start with you? Do you mind just giving the audience a little bit of a backstory on you? I know you're a California native. Are you currently a New Yorker?
Yes, I'm a New Yorker now. I think after you've lived there for a couple of years, you can officially say you're a New Yorker, right?
Sure.
So I live in New York. I live there with my husband and my dog, and I went to college on the East Coast. So once I moved to the East Coast when I was 18, I stayed over there and I pursued a career in theater, commercial, TV, comedy, improv, all sorts of different avenues in the industry. And so I'm really glad to be able to be on tour again with this show. I've toured before and I did some productions in New York, but I love touring.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. I know. I'm originally from the Midwest. I've been in Vegas now for 17 years, but I've left a couple times for work or whatnot. And I lived in New York.
Detroit,
yeah. And I was in New York. I lived in New York two different times. And I kind of share the same sentiment where I was there for a couple years, I was like, am I allowed to say I'm a New Yorker? But I'm like, yeah, I've been here like 3 years. That feels okay. But then I wasn't sure if I had earned that badge yet.
You have, girl.
I love it. Well, Bud, tell us a little bit more about you. You've been in many Broadway tours and shows, and obviously now prom. Tell us a little bit more backstory on you.
Yeah. So originally from Richmond, Virginia, well, Mechanicsville, Virginia, but Richmond area. I was actually born in Fremont, California, but moved when I was pretty young.
We got both California girls over here.
California girls. I'll say, slowly making our way back to California.
Yeah.
Grew up in Virginia. I went to school at Boston Conservatory in Boston, which was awesome. And then I think it was a good introduction into city life, and then moved to New York and, waited tables, did the thing. So,
girl, me too.
Girl, hit the ground running.
How many years have you been in New York?
It has been 12 years.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you're definitely a New Yorker too.
I feel like once you hit the decade marker, you're like, okay.
I think
which is crazy because I'm only 26.
I love it.
Work? Yeah. I don't know. Math.
Oh, did you move there when you were 60? Yeah. It took me a minute. I was like, Well, no, because I actually did move to New York when I was 16. So that's why I was like,
okay. Oh, yeah, me too.
Right. I love it. Oh, my gosh. So listen, do you guys mind? I mean, this is going to sound like a silly question, but just in an effort to get everybody on the same page, in case there are listeners that are not familiar or who have not had the pleasure, would you mind just describing the prom and just kind of the storyline and the premise of the show and what people can expect to see when they come to see it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So I always like to say it's about four celebrities from New York who are a little hard on their luck and they need a little good PR. So they decide to take on a cause. And so they head to Indiana to tackle a cause and really try to change lives and, change the world. And, hilarity ensues, musical numbers, tambourines, singing, dancing, all this stuff ensues. And so we're two of the celebrities who head to Indiana and, Yeah, try to change.
Just try to change the world, girl. Yeah.
The fun part about our show is it's sort of like the meeting of two different worlds. So we represent the New York Broadway liberal Democrats, and we go to Indiana to save this prom for two high school girls who want to go to the prom together, but the PTA cancels the prom for everyone. So we kind of go there to spread our message and our vision of acceptance and tolerance and try to change people's minds. And so you see the tension between the two, two groups along the way. But it's a musical with a lot of heart and a lot of joy, a lot of dancing. It's funny. It's heartwarming. So it's really for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think the nice thing too is like, you know, there's a message, but it doesn't, you know, like hit the nail on the head too many times. And I think that, you know, at the end, everyone kind of learns from each other and we're able to kind of circle back and wrap it up in a nice bow. So I think it's a really... I think it's a really fun show.
That is fun. I know. And I'm just singing and dancing the whole way through. I love
I mean, who doesn't love a song and dance, right?
Listen, I was a dancer for many years. So yes, I'm here for it. So tell us. Okay, so Emily, I got to ask. Okay, you've been on the road now for a while. So the tour, am I right to say the tour is actually about to wrap up in September?
Yes, at the end of, I think October 2nd is October, our last day.
Okay, so you guys have been doing it for a while now. I know from experience that, you know, life on the road can be fun and exciting, but it's also not as glamorous as everybody thinks it is, at least initially. but, you know, of course, I'm wondering, you know, what tour life has been like for you?
I would say tour definitely has its challenges because, you know, you're doing the show eight shows a week.
Yeah.
And you're taking your day off to use to travel to the next city. So it's definitely physically exhausting, but I will say like we're getting the hang of it, and both of us have toured before. So we know what we need to do to support ourselves through the eight show week and the travel and experiencing all these different climates and different weather and different cities and Airbnbs, hotels, you know, like all the logistics of it. But I think getting to see these cities and seeing the people come to return to live theater is so wonderful. And it's so re-energizing because it might be our 200th show, but it's
congratulations. First
time seeing the prom.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So we get energy back from the audiences and their laughter and knowing that they are there to see the show for the first time or maybe fifth time, 10th time.
Yeah.
So it definitely has its challenges, but I will say overall, it's a really wonderful way to see the country and meet new people and like spread our show and spread our joy.
I love that. So, Bud, what is the day to day like then on the road? I mean, obviously, you know, Emily mentioned that a lot of times your travel day is just your only day off. So do you get the opportunity to actually see some of the cities that you've been able to travel to, or is it pretty straightforward hotel, theater, sleep? Or next club, another club, another club.
Bus club.
I'm so glad we called. I didn't mean to take it that way, but I'm glad that we all picked up
on
that.
As soon as you were going, I was like, I know where we're going.
Yeah.
So I am very fortunate that my partner Tom is traveling with me.
Oh, great.
And so we're driving the tour. So we've been able to kind of do some road trips and see some really fun parts of the country. And so I am also trying to mini golf in all 50 states.
Okay.
You know, you have to have a goal. And so kind of every city that we go to, we try to find a mini golf and the best donuts. So that's our way of kind of, you know, exploring the city and getting out there. And
that sounds like a great,
you know,
plan
then also it's not terrible. Yeah. You know, they're worse things. So I've been very fortunate to be able to do that and be able to drive and then, you know, kind of a rest and work out and get ready to do the show and got to take care of our bodies.
Sure.
Because, you know, it's different when you're touring and you're doing a lot of sitting and stuff like that. And then you've got to get up and...
Especially in your early 20s.
Especially in my early 20s, As I'm at my mid-20s, it's turning a little tougher. It's so crazy.
It's so hard. I know people don't know. It's just like they don't realize how much work.
No one's talking about it.
Nobody's talking about it. I mean, no, I really do. I know we're joking, but I really do understand. When I was on the road many years ago, that was something that I think I was a little naive about, you know, until I actually got out there and was actually city to city to city, living out of a suitcase, just the travel days as a rest day, and you realize some of the things you take for granted in a typical day-to-day life, like being able to, you know, go to the gym or do just logistical everyday adult stuff. It's not as easy. You have to really, it's a whole different way of managing your time when you're on the road.
Definitely. Yeah.
So any favorite cities we've been to so far?
Yeah, I say we've been really fortunate. So we teched and started in Paducah, Kentucky.
Okay.
Which I had not heard of before. And so I wasn't quite sure what to expect and actually really loved it. It's like a really cute downtown area that's, you know, like historic and a lot of great restaurants and stuff like that. And the theater is beautiful. And so that one just caught me by such surprise because you never really know what to expect. And you know, like one of my last tours, Omaha, Nebraska stood out and I was like, wow, would have never come to Omaha. And, but no, we've been really fortunate to be able to go to like Chicago and we were just in San Francisco, which for a month, which I love.
Oh, of course.
Seattle for 3 weeks. And, I love Vegas. So I'm very excited to be there next week.
Yes. I was going to ask actually, I mean, obviously, so have you both have been to Vegas before?
Yes.
I love it. So yes. What we're so excited that you guys are coming and the Smith Center is beautiful. If you haven't been there yet, it's a really wonderful space. And a really special theater. Are there any Vegas things that you're looking forward to doing while you're here other than the show?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, well, we have plans. We're going to go to the Neon Light Museum.
Oh, perfect.
Which I'm very excited about. Mm-hmm. I've never done it. You've been before.
Yeah.
So I'm dragging her back with me. and then I'm seeing RuPaul's Drag Race Live on Monday night.
Yes, girl.
You know, had to do it.
Yes. It's a great show. Yeah, the live version.
I'm excited.
It's a fun, they really did it well. You know, I remember the first time I saw it, I wasn't sure how they were going to translate the television show to stage, and but they did it really well. So yeah, you'll enjoy it.
Great.
What about you, Emily? Other than that, anything special planned?
I love performing at the Smith Center. I was there 4 years ago, almost to the date.
Oh, fun.
With the Broadway tour of School of Rock.
Yes.
And so it's such a stunning venue. So I'm really excited to be back performing there. And I want to check out some great restaurants because the food at Maze is so good. So I'm going to be checking out the restaurant scene. And I've actually never played a card game in Vegas. So like, I feel like I need someone to hold my hand and take me to play cards and show me how to do it.
Well, there you go. I think you guys are going to have to go
set me down at a blackjack table when I'm there.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'll gamble here and there. Usually only when I have like maybe people visiting or we're doing the kind of the tourist thing. But yeah, I've never been a big gambler. I've lived here for so long. It's probably better.
Yeah, probably better.
I don't really have good luck. So I'm sure I would have lost all my money right now if I would have been going.
Yeah, I always go and be like, all right, how much am I spending tonight?
Right.
Like, okay,
right,
I'm going to spend this much. And once this is gone, you need to go home.
I'm here for the cocktails. Okay.
Exactly.
At the free drinks. I love it. Okay, so tell me a little bit more about the process of this show for you guys. You know, what was the audition process like? And, you know, what is two questions. The overall experience, what has it meant to you guys to be a part of this show? Emily, I'll go with you first.
Sure. Okay. Well, I think the beginning of our story with this show was so special because for a lot of us, it was our first job after the Broadway shutdown.
Yeah, so after the pandemic. Yeah.
Right. We had lost this thing that we loved so much. We didn't know when it was going to come back or when we'd have the opportunity to perform on a stage again. So when we all got into that rehearsal room together that first day, it was so electric.
Yeah.
And like, we could just feel that everyone's hearts were really present and really grateful and just really happy to be doing the work and really excited in a fresh way that like, I know that happens in a lot of projects, but it was just so special, I think, for our particular show. And in terms of the audition process, you know, all of the auditions mostly went virtual during the pandemic. So I think a lot of people had sent in videotapes, which is really fun, of like the dance combinations and songs from the show. And then some people had further callbacks. But everyone has a little bit of a different story with how they got involved with the show. But yeah. Everyone, I think, started with a videotape, which I think
is well, yeah, because of the pandemic, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love it. So, what has your experience been like, Bud? Just kind of generally overall. to be a
yeah, I'll say it was so odd. I mean, like, the audition was my first in-person thing that I had done in 2 years, mm-hmm. and or a year and a half or whatever it was at the time. Yeah. And just walking in, and everyone's on one side of the room in masks, and I like came in, and I'm just like sitting there, and I just like didn't know what to do. So I was like over by the piano, just like trying to position myself, and was like playing with stuff. And Casey just looked at me, he's like doing some nervous piano chat. So I was like, yep. so, which, you know, just like took me a second to, you know, ease in. And then, yeah, so same thing. I mean, this was like the first thing, and I think it was so nice and special to be back sure. and getting to perform. And I think, you know, also part of the show is these actors who, you know, are trying to, you know, get themselves back in there and, you know, get some good publicity, or my character in particular has not worked in a while. And so it Trent, just was sort of
Trent
fun
Oliver.
To like, Trent Oliver. Yes. He's a little down on his luck, you know, but yeah, so it was just sort of a really fun and special thing to be part of, and to be able to like tour with this story now and like be bringing it to the city, yeah. Different cities, and meeting people across the country who the story really touches. And, you know, you come out of the stage door and you'll see, you know, like parents and their child in prom dresses and stuff like that. And aww. You can just tell that, you know, it's something that means a lot to a lot of people, and performing means a lot to both of us. And so I think it's just kind of really been a really special experience, I think.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. So wait, please tell me you guys did go to Indiana on the tour.
We did not.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, well, never mind that. We'll move on. No.
Yeah.
I just thought it would be really special if maybe...
Right, you would think, but no.
They were like, no.
No, but we did go to San Francisco, as Bud mentioned, for a month. And what was really cool is there's a lyric in one of the opening numbers that our lead actor sings, you know, like, note to self, don't be gay in Indiana.
Yes, yeah.
And they sing the lyrics, there are places where it's in to be out, maybe San Francisco or thereabout. And every single performance in San Francisco, the audience would cheer.
When you hit that line, yeah.
Their city.
Yeah. Yes.
And so it was a really nice way to be like, wink, wink, we got yeah. you. Let's
go. I love it. So what did, not to backtrack, but just a little bit, what was COVID like for you both individually as performers? As we all know, everything shut down. There was a lot of uncertainty. And not just that, not just the logistics of, you know, your livelihood. It was also, you know, as artists, you know, if we're not being able to do what feeds our soul and our passion, it kind of affects you in a deeper way than monetary, you know? So mm-hmm. Do you mind if I ask, you know, Emily, what was COVID like for you?
Sure. I think there were so many different phases and different stages of COVID, right? Because we were all like, is this going to go on? Is this just 2 weeks? Should I bake some sourdough bread?
Right.
Should I
right. Like, is this just going to be a quick little Netflix? Break? Yeah.
Yeah. So like, okay, I know how to like buckle down and like sit and watch some Netflix and bide my time. And I've been unemployed before. So it's sort of similar, like, there are breaks in employment that we are used to having to navigate. And then as it stretched on, it was like definitely a little more of an identity crisis. Like, okay, is this thing going to come? Is, you know, are our jobs going to come back? Is art going to come back? How can we be making art in quarantine? So there's just a lot of more heady existential, emotional challenges to that as well. I was in Texas because my husband was working a job there. And so I got a dog and really leaned into dog training and just became a puppy parent, which was wonderful.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think, you know, we just had to stay connected as best we can. I did a lot of like Zoom game nights with my friends.
Yeah.
I read, I, you know, went for a ton of walks and volunteered for like, you know, voter protection hotline, which was like a really cool volunteer opportunity that I got to do from home on the phone and helping people register to vote and things like, you know, odd little things to keep me busy. And I'm so glad to be able to work again and to
yeah.
return to this thing I love.
I love it. Sorry, real quick. Do you mind? You're a little out of frame. Yeah. You keep going in and out. And so I just want to make sure we got you both. Yeah.
Probably because I'm like,
but I didn't want
like
to. I know.
This.
I wonder why. I really wonder why.
I do the same thing at center stage. I'm like,
I know. I'm like, get always
my
like
life,
in the
girl.
Wings.
Yeah.
We're supposed to split center, bud. Split center.
I didn't want to interrupt you in the middle of your answer, but I was like, I was like going like this, hoping move on.
That's just so funny. It's actually like the dynamic between our characters on stage is like a little bit like cheeky, and we tease each other, and we kind of, you know, we're kind of buddies.
Well, she
show.
Teases me. I'm very professional on stage.
Oh.
Serious professional actor.
I love it. Well, actually, I want to actually kind of get to that. Well, hold on. Wait. Now I've got a bunch of questions firing off in my head. Hold on. Wait. Let me actually really quick, Bud, let me ask you really quick about your COVID. Oh. He's like back into center stage.
Yeah.
tell me a little bit more about your COVID experience and what it's meant to you to come back.
Yeah. So I was actually in New Zealand doing the Book of Mormon when everything shut down. And so I got to do one performance and then we shut down.
Oh, no.
Hey, I got to do one performance. So
Were you stuck there? Like, did you have to stay there?
No, I tried to stay because it was like, it seemed a little bit more.
It seemed a little safer.
A little safer there. And she had it hand real fast. Anyway, they were like, you got to go. And I was like, okay. And so, which honestly, I mean, I was going to come back anyway. My family's here. Tom's here. He was actually supposed to come down 2 weeks later. And so if he had been there, we maybe would have just hid somewhere.
Yeah. Right.
So came back and then, same thing. Did a lot of game nights, did a lot of walks in New York. We were in New York the whole time. And so eventually we went down to my family's in Virginia, which was also really nice. And it was actually really so nice in a way to be able to actually go home for extended periods of time and get to spend time with my family. And I've got, you know, niece and a nephew. I've got another nephew now, but, you know, to like spend time with them. Yeah. And just tried to make the most of it and tried to feed the soul and make sure that that was good. Tried to do meditation, and that wasn't the thing for me. I tried. It just wasn't good.
I just couldn't focus on meditation. Yeah.
Right now. I mean, I was very fortunate, to have my apartment, to have Tom, to I have a dog named Susan.
Yeah.
Just tried to keep myself busy and occupied and, stay hopeful.
Totally. Sorry, go ahead.
I'll say it wasn't always easy.
Well, I'll tell you, it was funny in 2020, March 2020, when it was like, all right, everything's shutting down, right? I was back here in Vegas. I'd moved back to New York from, I think, 2016 to 2019, but I'd been back here for a short time. And I was living with some roommates, and we literally, maybe a week before this all happened, we didn't have a fight or anything, but we had just kind of agreed that we shouldn't live together anymore. Then the whole country shut down and we were quarantined in the same house together.
And you were like, hey, girl.
pretty much. Yeah. Like, well, we're stuck together now, girl. Like,
oh, God. Yeah.
So it was an extra layer for me of just like, well, now I'm stuck in a house. Because if you guys remember, I mean,
were you able to mend friendships?
Yeah, we're still friends. It was a good friend of mine, Sylvia, and her fiance. And we were fine. Like I said, we didn't have a fight, but it was just awkward because we had really already just come to that conclusion. It was like, you know what? This has run its course. We'll be friends if we don't live together type vibe. You know what I mean? In the beginning, it was, if you guys remember, it was very stay home, shut the doors, lock the doors, shut the windows, wear a mask everywhere you go, and just stay home. And so we were all just stuck in the house together. Anyway,
yeah, New York felt like the set of The Walking Dead.
Oh,
anytime
I'm sure.
You saw someone, you like ran the other way. It was like, oh,
So coming back, was it like riding a bike? Everything came back to you as performers, or was there a little bit of an adjustment period coming back to going back on stage after being gone for a year and a half or 2 years?
What do you think?
It was like a very rusty bike that really needed to
swim. She was working.
It just definitely felt like it needed to, I mean, even just being around that many people in a room took me a second to get used to.
Sure.
Just the first day of rehearsal was just like, whoa, so many people in a room together. And it was just like, I was so used to just you know, small groups at that point. And I didn't see, you know, Emily's whole face until like 2 weeks in when all of a sudden we took masks off to do a run. And it was like, oh, that's what she looks like.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous.
Gosh, gorgeous. Wow. Oh, because of the mask. I thought it was because she was out of frame. No, I'm kidding. No.
Oh, no. I just kept pushing her out of frame. And right. I was like, I wonder what the other half looks like. Right. No, actually, I knew Emily before this, but you know, it was just sort of that thing, I think, getting used to it. And all of a sudden, like that first show we had in Paducah was just like, I mean, there's nothing like performing on stage. Sure. And so all of a sudden that first like rush of, you know, having an audience there, having people see it for the first time, having honest reactions and responses, it was just, it all comes right back. But, you know.
Yeah. There was a little bit of like reacclimating to like being on stage mm-hmm. and the energy required of us, you mm-hmm. know, because we'd all been inside of our living rooms.
Yeah.
And so I think deep down we were able to channel our like inner, you know, performance levels again at the same way, but it was a little like, oh, what are you going to do? What am I going to do?
Right.
Oh, is this, we were just still figuring it out.
You had to find your rhythm again. Yeah.
We had to find the rhythm. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But it clicked really quickly once we were like taking the show on the road. And the rehearsal process itself was short. I mean, less than 3 weeks to learn a show from top to bottom, all the choreography,
that is quick,
the
yeah.
quick changes, the backstage mm-hmm. traffic. And then, you know, every city is different. Mm-hmm. Every theater is different. Mm-hmm. So we're constantly making changes as we go. So I think that was just a little bit of a learning curve, but
yeah.
We got there really quickly.
So let's talk about you two. Okay, so you play Angie Dickinson and Bud plays Trent Oliver. Is there similarities in the dynamic of the two characters that you two share off stage as friends?
I love this yeah. question.
Yeah, you know, much like the show, Trent is very professional mm-hmm. and just tries to be serious. And Angie is just constantly a nuisance.
I'm loving all of this. I love it.
Oh, yes. Go
so
on.
It's really tough for me and Trent, really. No, I mean, I feel like Trent and Angie definitely have a friendship and sort of a like, hey, girl. I mean, it's
yeah.
a very,
it's a very
that
hey,
on
girl
stage.
Friendship. Yeah.
Yeah. And it felt like that. I mean, you know, I met you when you were doing Broadway Bounty Hunter. And it immediately felt like a, oh, hey, girl.
Hey girl,
I know you. We know each other.
We knew each other, yeah. But and I knew each other before the show started. And what's so nice about our characters on stage is we're friends and we are playful and sometimes a little, you know, joke and a little ribbing.
Just her, not me.
Okay, right. Okay, just me. I'll speak for myself. But it's fun to be able to laugh together every night. And that just, like, brings me joy as Emily. It brings me joy as my character. And so it's a really nice thing to have every day.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. So I'm really excited, obviously. I know I've already said it a couple times. I'm coming to see the show actually twice this next week. So
oh,
I'm excited I get to come twice. But and I don't want to be that girl, but I have to admit I have not had the pleasure yet. I've of course familiar with the show and I've seen the movie. I don't want to be that girl, but I have, you know, seen the movie, but I haven't had the
well,
pleasure
I mean,
of seeing
I think
it
we
live.
All watched it during the pandemic,
yeah.
didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
So I am excited. I'm coming on Tuesday and then I think I'm coming on Saturday. I have to double check.
Well,
definitely
fun.
Tuesday, but there's a second one I'm coming. I had two different groups of friends that invited me and I wasn't going to say no to both. So or either.
Yeah, it'll be fun to have you there on Tuesday. Well, and Saturday whenever you come again. But yeah,
yeah right?
The first night in the city is always fun and exciting and
I love it. So any fun stories from life on the road or just even doing the show? Like there's got to be something silly or fun you guys that you maybe share on stage or I don't know. Anything you want to share with us?
We're laughing. There's so many. We have so many moments
yeah.
on stage. And
like stuff
jokes,
between you guys
traditions.
That the audience wouldn't know. But like I'm sure there's moments where you.
So during tech, we decided that we were an improv troupe. And I don't know if you know this. Emily and I are fantastic improv artists. And by fantastic, I mean not great.
And we are also great choreographers.
And the first rule is always no, but.
Oh, right. Yes.
So there's a lot of that on stage and backstage, I feel like that just sort of, I think, helps, you know, keep it interesting for us and fresh for us, but also I think fresh for the audience too.
Yeah.
You know, and besides being in a new theater every week.
Yeah. I will also share our little dance moment. Should we share our dance moment? Yeah. We have a very
sweet dance. Yes, please do.
It's when we were getting ready for one of our scenes. We're standing in the wings and like the music is swelling and it's kind of like this ballad that's a little bit serious and it's a love song solo. And we come together and we always decide at the end of the song, we're going to do a different dance move for like 8 bars at the very end, but we don't know what it is every night.
Okay.
So we just kind of have to show up to each other and be like, what are we doing tonight? And then like one person will say, well, we're going to make our hand go large and we're going to do a ball change with our right. And then we're going to come together and put our hands together. And so we get ready and we just do it. So like, we're just, it's just, it helps us be present with each other and just support each other and say yes. And also be silly and, also just be amazed at how good of dancers we are.
We're so amazing. It's really tough.
I love it.
I should say this does happen backstage, just to clarify. This we're not just making up choreography on the spot on stage. Like I was like, oh, let me clarify that. Right.
It
was also one of those moments that just like started like really simply and then just kept growing and growing. And now it's a full production number backstage. But
I love that. No, and that's how, and that's, those are those special moments, you know, that obviously, you know, like as you mentioned, help you connect with each other, but then also just be in the moment and have fun. I mean, yes, I love all of that. So, all right. So you guys have Vegas next week. Where are we going after that? Mm-hmm.
LA
mm-hmm.
for 5 weeks.
Is that where the tour wraps up?
No, we have after LA, we go to Kansas City, mm-hmm. Which is an outdoor theater. So that'll be fun. I've never done that before.
Okay.
And then we wrap up in Buffalo, New York.
Right on. I love it. And what do we have anything? Maybe it's a little too early to ask, but do we know what's next for each of you?
Great things.
All good things. Yeah,
so many great things.
I just thought I'd ask.
No, I say, you know, I mean, it's sort of, it felt like this really kind of came up and was such a gift and such a surprise. And I have just sort of been like, you know what, we're just gonna write this out, see how it goes, and then get back to the city and then start figuring it out. But I just sort of have, I think that's one thing during the pandemic, because I feel like with this career, you're constantly having to figure out like, okay, I'm doing this for a couple months. I'm going to try to do this. And then I can try to hopefully maybe audition for this. This is 2 weeks and I can get this amount of insurance.
It's that hustle that you're trying to schedule. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's been nice. I feel like that was one thing during the pandemic that was just like, I can't do that. Like, I just don't operate at that speed. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think just like knowing that I was like, all right, this is a year, like, let's go do this for a year. And then we'll figure it out when we come back. And
and to that point of like, you know, when we all were forced to, you know, sit down inside, it's like the hustle went away for everybody. Mm-hmm. So it kind of forced us all to be like, all right, maybe we don't need to stress out. Like, we actually are forced to be quiet and still and be a little more, you know, open to like the coming and going of the career. And knowing that we don't have to like create that inside of ourselves mm-hmm. was a little bit of a relief. And also, I think for both of us, this opportunity came out of nowhere. We would never have guessed that we were going to be doing the prom Broadway tour, first national tour, but then it appeared and it's wonderful. So like being able to say like wonderful things will continue to appear, whether you can predict them or not, mm-hmm. and you just stay open to them. And if they don't come right away, just trusting that they will happen and then enjoy where you are right now. So for both of us, going back to New York, nesting again, mm-hmm. being with our friends,
recharging
again.
We'll
enjoy that mm-hmm. so that we can like be present for the next thing that comes along.
Oh, I love the way you describe that. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that was really nice. Cool. Should put that on a little tea towel or something.
Should we get t-shirts made?
Yeah. It'd be a very long t-shirt.
That's a lot of words. Yeah.
I loved it. Oh my gosh, I love it. I mean, that might be just the perfect place to wrap that up, because that was just so eloquent. Okay. Listen, I thoroughly enjoyed getting the chance to chat with you two. You guys are lovely. I love the energy between you two. I feel like we should be girlfriends, all of us.
I think so. Yes.
Agreed.
So, yes, girl.
Yes, girl. I am going to bring, I have two Hey Girl swag bags that I will bring for you guys with some Hey Girl merchandise and some fun little bits and bobs I'll bring to you guys on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Of course. But listen, you guys are just so lovely. I was so happy to get a chance to talk to you, and I really enjoyed it. Tell everybody how they can come see the show this week.
So come see The Prom, Broadway musical on tour at the Smith Center in Vegas from
August 2nd to August 7th.
And if you need more info, you can visit thesmithcenter.com or thepromusical.com.
Yes, girl. That was it.
Yes, girl. Yes, girl.
You should do this for a living.
Oh, my God.
No, thanks so much for chatting with us today. I'll say I think it's a really special show. And I think that, you know, I think everyone can find something that they can relate to in it. And I think that, you know, we're really lucky to be doing it right now. And so I hope everyone comes to see it and enjoys it. And thanks for having
us. Yeah, there's something for everybody in this show. That's for sure. All right. So just one last time, be sure to check out the national tour of the Broadway musical, The Prom, playing here in Las Vegas this week at the Smith Center. You can get tickets at smithcenter.com, or you can also check out thepromusical.com for future dates and tickets. I know they're going to Los Angeles next, and you get to see these two fabulous girls, Emily and Bud. Thank you so much for joining me. Check out heygirlpodcast.com, girls spelled with a U. Like, follow, subscribe, do all the things. We love you, and we will see you next week, girl.
Bye, girl. Hi, girl. Hey, girl.